Welcome to the Social Expression Podcast, where you can discover how to level up your confidence, charisma, communication abilities, and all of your people skills to help you create that it factor, that magnetic presence that people are drawn to and can feel when they're around someone who has it. And whether it's in real life or online, in virtual meetings or calls, on social media, or anywhere that you interact with people, the end goal is to help you develop a powerful presence and skill sets that naturally bring quality connections and relationships with others, helping you expand your network and positive influence. Also, you can have more fulfillment and success at work, in social situations, in love, and in all of life. The Social Expression Podcast is presented by Coach David Hamilton. That's me. And this podcast is designed to help two types of people. Number one, ambitious, achievement-oriented humans who are skilled at what they do. They have sharp technical or creative skills. They're really solid in their hard skills in their career or business, but they're facing challenges with the softer or people side of things. And that's limiting their potential. And they want to break through and accelerate their success to new levels by developing a powerful, more magnetic presence, becoming confident and skilled communicators, and developing better leadership qualities too. Also, they can maximize their potential and success in work and life. And number two, people who want more out of life. If they're feeling limited by high introversion, struggling with shyness, social anxiety, having challenges with their confidence, and in connecting and communicating with others, which holds them back from the opportunities and success in life that they want. And so, no matter which category you fall into, as long as you truly want to improve yourself and your people skills, up-level your confidence and charisma, and develop a presence that positively influences and impacts people wherever you go, so you can create the relationships, the success, and the fulfillment that matters to you in life, then you're in the right place. All this information is 100% free, so if you like what you hear, please subscribe to and review the Social Expression Podcast. And now, let's get into today's episode. How to approach people with more confidence. I've done several surveys recently, and one issue that I saw that continued to pop up was, how do I approach people with more ease, with more confidence, without having all this anxiety, things like that. So I felt really compelled to make this video here on a Saturday. I'm in the office doing this for you guys and working on some other new cool programs, help people be more confident. So the first thing here is that I think it may not be useful to even call it approaching people. We can kind of, nitpick whether about the language, but one thing does occur to me is sometimes when I see people write it, I can hear all this heaviness in the word approach. It's like, I gotta approach people, it's this big thing. And when it's just starting a conversation or just saying something or just making a comment, we can frame it in a lot of different ways. So the first thing you wanna take a look at is, are you making this a big thing? Versus that it's just something that you do that's not a big deal and that people do, right? The weight that we put on it, oh, I've got to approach people, can make it really big and daunting and create more nervousness and anxiety and really kill our confidence. The second thing I would say is that following your curiosity is one of the biggest, best things we can do. Because when we're curious about things, our attention isn't on us. And as soon as our attention's on us, that's when we get self-conscious. That's what self-consciousness is, right? It's our attention on us. What do they think about me? What have I got to do? I, all this me. And then it's just a loop of anxiety that goes around and around. So curiosity, plus curiosity is what endlessly gives us things to talk about, things in our environment, things about the person. Things that we notice, we can speak forth. I was walking in the other day, just yesterday, I was going to meet a friend for beers on a Friday after a long work week. And I walked in, I heard this guy saying, he was making some kind of joke, and forgive me if you're Mormon, but he was talking about Mormons and saying, well, I hope this guy here is driving the cab isn't Mormon. And apparently the guy was Mormon. And so I walked by and I just said, hey man, I'm Mormon. And I'm not Mormon. But I just threw it out there. I was just kind of joking around. And the guy was like, and I was like, well, what happened with that was, he goes, you don't look Mormon. I go, oh, so what's a Mormon look like? And we just bantered a little bit. He's out there smoking a cigarette with his friend outside of this this kind of complex where all these cool restaurants and stuff are in. So I was curious. I just kind of was like eavesdropping, really, right? Being a little nosy. And we can do that. Like, it's totally valid to if you do it in a light, friendly way, which is what I did. And then, you know, I went in with my buddy and we were in there for like an hour and a half. And guess what? I think they must have worked there or something, because as I walked out, the same guy was there. And he's like, I'm watching you. And I was like, you better, man. I'm trouble. You know, we're just joking around. Whatever. We're just being social. Now, it didn't turn into some big friendship or anything, but that's okay. It's about being in that energy. So did I approach him? No. I kind of walked by and said something off the cuff. And then as we were walking in, you know. And so it's also as if, okay, we've got to put all our attention on all these people around the bar, around the place, around the student union. You're right, it's like, ooh, there they are over there. We make this big, we project out all these thoughts and make this huge deal about who they are and am I going to say the right thing. And the less thinking we have going on, the better it is. And the more we think about it, the more we stay stuck. So those are my recommendations on how to approach people and easiest ways to do it. Make sure you check out the socialexpression.net blog. The link will be below. Subscribe to the channel. Got a ton of great videos on how to be more confident, how to be less shy and anxious, and how to have just a better social life, social interactions, social confidence in general. Hey, Coach David here. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. For over a decade now, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people to improve their lives, whether it's via my coaching, courses, or my social media content. And so, if you want to learn more about how to break through, how to up-level your confidence, charisma, communication skills, and create that positive influence and impact with a powerful and magnetic presence, also you can create success in work, love, socially, in all relationships and in life, then I want you to go on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. And what I've done over there is put together an in-depth training resource for you right there on that page. It's going to walk you through the exact strategies that I had to learn and use in my own life to this day, and that I use with my own clients to help them create the change they seek with confidence, charisma, developing that magnetic presence, all the people skills to help them create the success they want in life. So go right now on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. See you there.